For our prayer today, I'd like to have us sing something new together, something very simple. I'll sing a line and you can sing it back to me. In my life, Lord, in my life, Lord, great. Listen, be glorified, be glorified. Repeat that, be glorified, great. Now that whole line together. In my life, Lord, be glorified, be glorified. Let's do that a little stronger. In my life, Lord, be glorified, be glorified. Now here's the next line. In my life, Lord, be glorified today. In my life, Lord, be glorified today. You see how simple, but also beautiful. Let's do it all together. In my life, Lord, be glorified, be glorified. In my life, Lord, be glorified today. Amen. We say the words so often, sometimes I wonder if we pass over them without noticing. On the third day, Jesus rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He ascended into heaven. It's our confession as Christian people that after Jesus was raised from the dead, he appeared to Peter and some of the others, and then he ascended to the Father. But we rarely have the opportunity to reflect on that confession. He's not here. Where is he? I've learned it well enough by now, even if I'm not aware before it happens. When I can't find my keys right away, I know it. Slow down. Too much going on. Plate too full. No thinking time. Where are they? You know what does it to you. Sometimes it's just too much busyness. But it's not always just that. It can be hard news. Grandma's not going to make it this time. Jimmy lost his job again. Now, where did I put those keys? I just had them in my hands. The disciples' last question to Jesus is so confused as he's about to ascend into heaven. Is this the time when you'll restore the kingdom to Israel? Still, they don't understand what kind of Messiah he is. Even at this last moment, they are expecting earthly power and might, the kind of King David was, the widest borders Israel had ever had. Peaceful times as well, prosperity. Now will you restore the kingdom to Israel? They wondered. And there they are standing after he's gone, gazing into the heavens, needing to be redirected again by angels. Jesus isn't here anymore. Where is he? If you've traveled internationally, perhaps you've stumbled upon another country's culture, how they observe holidays differently than we do, even Christian holidays. My husband and I were startled to discover that in Guadeloupe, children get 2 weeks off from school for All Saints' Day. There they have elaborate family customs, Christian customs around visiting graves, serving meals in cemeteries, remembering and reconnecting with your ancestors across many generations. Of course, the children have to be there. But we don't have to travel very far to find a Christian observance that feels strange to us. Mennonites and Amish people take Ascension Day very seriously. Tucked between the 6th and the 7th Sundays of Easter, always on a Thursday, Ascension Day has a long has long faded out among most Christians' conscious experience. But for Mennonites and Old Order Amish in Lancaster County and elsewhere, just 60 miles away from us, it is a holy day, still today, strictly observed. No work, no businesses open. Imagine heading down the cow path this past Thursday to discover that Lowe's and Giant and BJ's and every other business in between was all dark, with signs on their door, just little unobtrusive signs saying closed Ascension Day. With people trying to open those doors, blank stares on their faces. What? A woman happened to be in Paradise in Lancaster County on Ascension Day not so long ago. She saw all the shuttered businesses with the little signs in the windows. And she ran into an Old Order Amish man. She asked him, "How do you celebrate Ascension Day?" "Celebrate?" he said. "No, it's time for lament. Jesus left us behind. No feasting. Today is only for fasting." Feel that grief. Understand the disciples' confusion. Jesus isn't physically here anymore. Where is he? Seated at the right hand of God, with all God's power and authority. Having gone there, he has left the earthly ministry to his believers. That's new to these early disciples and can feel strange also to us. They need to be prompted by the angels. Stop being distracted by things going on in the heavens. When the time comes for that, you'll know. Did you hear what Jesus asked you to do? You are to become his witnesses. Here and in places close by that you already know, and then into foreign territory, to places where you've never been before, and to the ends of the earth. Jesus is speaking also to us. You will be my witnesses. I wonder if that's a role you feel comfortable in, how you imagine it, how you could try it on. Without witnesses, a court case falls flat on its face. Without witnesses to our character, someone can easily smear our name. Jesus also needs witnesses. One of the most moving stories I heard about the day of the burning of Notre Dame in Paris involved young people singing as they watched the cathedral burn. France has become a very secular country. Historic churches in many towns have been vacant or just house tiny, tiny congregations, sometimes even been vacant for a couple hundred years. They might be maintained as historic relics, beautiful ones. But that's all that's left. The Christians who are left in France are invisible to most French people's daily life. If people think of them at all, they are presumed to be old people who are dying off. Which is what startled people, seeing these young Christian people gathered singing. Notre Dame Cathedral is beloved across France. It's primarily understood as a national symbol. But here were these young Christians, young adults really, singing hymns of praise to God as their beloved cathedral burned. They reminded onlookers that the cathedral was also still a place of Christian worship, and that they, as Christians and young ones at that, were hopeful, even in the midst of tragedy, because they trusted in God. It was astounding to many who watched them, a visual testimony of faith alive, sustaining them, that others wouldn't have believed still possible. Yet at least some watching them, who would have described themselves at least as agnostic, not knowing, also found their witness compelling, drawing them near, feeling the power of their witness for that moment. In the face of tremendous loss and powerlessness, the young adult Christians gathered and sang praise to God, the giver of life, whose power sustains us even in the worst of our days. Increasingly in our time, people know less and less of the Bible and its stories and have little exposure to Jesus. So here is a startling fact. We will be the most Bible that some people ever read. We are Jesus' witnesses also in this way, often without saying a word. I find it endearing and sometimes a little frightening, for I know our frailties and our failings. Yet here Jesus is sending us forth. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, he who sits now at the right hand of God, yet when he's no longer walking around beside the disciples, once he's written to many people, he's invisible. Who shall bear witness to him? How shall those who haven't seen him or who can't see God in this moment know that there is a solid rock beneath their feet? Through the witness of Scripture, yes, of course. But we are also asked to bear witness to Jesus as we ourselves have known him. Do not be afraid. You will be my witnesses. I'm sending you out to the places you already go, to Broad Street and Main, to the blocks on Hatfield Borough and Township, to Souderton and Lansdale, and the far reaches of Colmar and Harleysville, and wherever you find yourselves. Tell them about the rock under your feet when you see them foundering with no places to stand. Show them how a burden was lifted for you when you came before Jesus' throne of grace. Show them with your life how Jesus makes a way for you when you started out unable to imagine a way for yourself. Show them the patience and the kindness that the Lord has had for you, and they may be able to see the face of Jesus for themselves. Don't fret about whether you'll be able to do it. Listen to the promise given to those early disciples. It's also for us. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. Amen.